How's your audio, bud?
Good, man. How about yours?
Sounds good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery podcast. Podcast number
33.
What's going on, man?
Nothing, dude. Just hanging out.
Hanging out? Hanging in like a what?
Like a loose tooth or a hair in a biscuit or something.
Yeah. Something like that. Something like that.
It's been running crazy, man.
Crazy?
Yeah, this afternoon's been...
This, that, and the other, man. Yeah. Everybody trying to get ready
to go. I need this and I need that.
Yep.
Can I get these arrows done? And
can I get this done? And
act like something big's fixing to go down.
Something big. Might be the largest indoor shoot in the world.
Yeah.
But, so be it. But.
How about you?
This past weekend, we had a good time.
Yeah, I saw you cooked.
I cooked a little ribs on Monday.
I had a little energon going on last night, too.
I seen that.
Cooked me a tenderloin.
Got you some veggies.
Bacon-wrapped Brussels sprouts.
There you go. Veggies on the grill. That was all looking
veggies
good.
Veggies on the... Dude, I almost done me some asparagus. I see you cook some asparagus on the grill quite often.
Yeah, I like it. It's good on the grill.
But I didn't.
But, yeah, I was a little busy on Sunday. Sunday's usually my grill day. So I...
You was busy Saturday, too.
Yeah, I was busy on Saturday, too. But this past weekend, it seemed like it was pretty busy across the state.
Yeah, there was a lot of shooting going on.
There was a lot of shooting going on.
A lot of shooting going on.
You know, started out, I guess, Solid Rock has their little indoor practice on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a good group of folks over there. And then on Saturday, if you're a 3D shooter, Disciple had 40-plus shooters over there.
Yeah, they had a good turnout.
Yeah. There was a few names on that list,
Notables
in the known money.
Matt Malone come over from the South Carolina.
Yep, he moved across the bridge to shoot 12 up.
Shot good.
And
shot really good.
In the middle school open,
Case Booth.
Yep,
ended shot up really good.
Shot one up with a in the high school bow hunter. I always try to get a couple of different ones, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of pick and choose. Yeah. I don't know what your method to
No, I'm
is.
Just picking and choosing mainly to some high numbers.
Yeah, so if he misses you or doesn't pick your name,
you
can email bigjohn@gmail.com.
It's not B.
What's Greg say? All the hate mail.
All the hate mail goes to.
Yeah, you can just send it to bigjohn@gmail.com.
Anyway, yeah, so high school bow hunter male, Nathan Hendrick, shot 20 up with a bow hunter setup, dude.
Dude, with 10 12s.
That's right.
Clean.
Freaking, that's just smoking.
Clean.
So, yeah, I just try to pick a couple of notables, and sometimes you pick the same people, and sometimes you don't, just because some people show up at different ones. Sambo had a shoot. He had 50-plus shooters over there.
Another good turnout.
That's right. So now we had almost 100 shooters right there in two places.
In two places. Open money, old Travis Ballard.
Yep. 206.
And then in a known money class.
Oh, there he was. He done drove on down the road. Old Matt Malone did it again.
He's going to have to turn in a 1099 or something for all the money he's winning. Good shooting, Matt.
Yeah.
Good shooting, Travis, as well.
Yeah, them boys are picking it down. Sweetwater hosted the ASA qualifier. I guess it's the first one of the year.
Yeah.
They had 57 shooters.
So another, that's 147-plus shooters.
Yep.
And three tournaments.
Three tournaments on Saturday.
All while the Joad tournament was going on in Snowmill.
And the S3DA.
And the S3DA down in the South region.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shooting going on this weekend.
So that's a number I missed. I have to go over here and do you have to
take the lead for a minute.
But so Sweetwater had 57 shooters. And
the Hunter class.
Hunter class.
Hello.
No, don't start that.
Dude, I don't know. It's creeping up on me. I ain't had any caffeine today. We started this whole weight loss challenge at work started yesterday, going all the way through, I think, June the 3rd. So trying to cut out the caffeine and I ain't had my afternoon monster. I'm getting sleepy. Sweetwater, 57 shooters in the hunter class. Old Slayton Crider, 204 with 6.12s in the K-40 class. Isaac Cooper, 212 with 9. Roy Lee Reed Jr., 212 with 9.
Good shooting.
Steve Melton. Melton? 204 with 4. 12s. Good shooting, guys, in the K-40 class. In the K-50 class, old Chad Thigpen, 212 with 10 12s. And old Kerbo, Dustin Kerbo, 206 with 6 12s. Good shooting to you two fellers. Did you get the number you needed?
Yes, I did.
So you can count?
Almost 80.
So you can count?
Yep, almost 80. You need to take my shoes off?
No, thank goodness. All right, in the known senior men class, Mr. Eric Johansson?
Yep.
208 with 5.
That means the old man's still picking it up and doing
it down. He's still picking it up and putting it down.
I'm hoping to get to that class soon. So that was the 3D shooting on Saturday.
A lot of 3D.
And that's a whole lot of folks. A lot of guys get out there. And the weather wasn't too bad. It was a little chilly in the morning.
I don't remember too much about Saturday. I guess I was inside most of the day.
It was a little chilly on Saturday morning, and some rain came up where we were at, but we were inside too, so it didn't matter. But, yeah, so the guys got out there and shot a little bit. So congratulations to all y'all. And then there was this little shoot in Snailville, which is the Georgia Archery Association JOAD indoor.
100 shooters or so?
Right at about 100 shooters.
Wow. On Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Just Saturday.
257, 247 shooters shooting archery on Saturday in the state of Georgia.
That's right. That's pretty cool, ain't it?
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. I can remember days when numbers were larger than that, and I certainly would like to see it get back to that, but still, it's better than 227 shooters in the state of Georgia.
That's right. So we had, like I said, over about 100 shooters, and that's the youth divisions. That's from Yeoman, which is not under 9, to seniors out to the year of your 21st birthday.
So nobody over the age of 21 was shooting Saturday?
No.
In Snailville?
In Snailville. It's all youth.
100 youth shooters.
That's right.
One place, one time.
Mm-hmm.
Get it.
So, female compound cadet.
Miss Casey Therian with a 567. Yep. Come away with first place.
First place. And then the male compound cadet.
Austin Allen laid down a 581.
And Robert?
And so did Robert Guyton.
Tied for 581.
So how did they break that tie?
Rock, paper, scissors. No. Actually, they earned them both gold.
Okay.
But they did do rock, paper, scissors right there when they announced the awards. It was pretty funny.
So who won it?
Austin won it.
Austin won rock, paper, scissors.
But they tied four times.
To get it. Four tiebreakers.
Yep.
Three tiebreakers.
Yep.
The fourth one, Austin won.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, then. I've never seen it done that way in archery, but we'll take it.
I thought it was pretty funny. So they knew they were going to issue two medals. That's what they do when they tie, two medals in the same place.
Why not have a one-arrow shoot-off?
Because by then, everything's, you know, if someone shot, they have two lines. So if somebody shoots in the morning, somebody shoots in the afternoon, they might have not both been there. So they don't, that's gotcha. The rule.
Okay. So rock, paper, scissors,
did it? That's what they did. It was funny because they happened to both be there. And then male compound junior, Matthew Russell.
What a 589.
Yep. 589.
That's smoking.
And then
I couldn't shoot a 589 from 10 yards.
I don't know about that. Then the male recurve junior, Joseph Scarborough, with a 586.
With a recurve.
With a recurve.
Couldn't shoot a 586 from 10 yards with a compound.
586.
Good shooting, Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph's been picking him up, putting him down. He's matter of fact, since we speak of Joseph, I actually had a chance to talk with him. You know, he made the shoot down in Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a chance to talk to him, and here's a little bit of that. Georgia Archery, this is Big John with Georgia Archery, georgiaarchery.com, and I'm here with Joseph Scarborough, who just got back from Lancaster, and we talked about it on our podcast last week. He made the shoot down, or the shoot up, I guess they call it, and had to work his way through some good people. So how are you doing today, Joseph?
Well, John, I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
Yeah. So how many times have you been to Lancaster?
This year would be my third time to Lancaster Classic.
Okay. And this is your first time making the shoot up.
Is indeed correct. This is my first year making the shoot up for the money round.
So tell us about the shoot up itself. I understand. What did you qualify at? What position did you qualify?
So I qualified fifth.
Fifth.
And it wasn't a very great tournament. I had a lot of equipment malfunctions and stuff going on that was out of my control.
Yep.
But I was able to make a comeback and qualify fifth.
Okay. Qualified fifth. And then in the eliminations, you worked your way through to the top four.
Correct.
So that's awesome. How was it on the stage?
I will say being on the stage for any first-time athlete is extremely nerve-wracking. And being at a few tournaments, world archery tournaments, world events, I've had some practice at being in that spotlight and how to control and calm myself.
Uh-huh.
And I will say, for me personally, I felt calm, relaxed, and collected all the way through. I will say I got a bit sweaty, though.
I understand.
A little hot.
And Rob is...
He was great. Yeah. He was great. His commentary is always the best. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
He
comes up with something to ask that sometimes will catch you off guard, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's about equipment or anything.
So, and now, where do you sit in the Olympic number as of right now?
Currently, I am ranked fifth seed for 2020 Tokyo in the Olympic selections.
Yep. And where's the next part of the selection process?
So the next part of the selection process would be stage three, which is going to be in San Diego, California, right after the Arizona Cup.
Okay. And so then you'll go and y'all do y'all's competing, round robins and so forth, and get your points.
Correct. Right now, the places that are set are just a guess, an estimate work.
Yep.
This tournament that's coming up in San Diego.
We'll firm them all up.
Yeah, there's a lot of shooting match play and scoring that's going to be going on. Mm-hmm. And it's going to give you a lot of chances to make up a lot of points.
I got you. And so who's ranked? We know
Brady Ellison.
All right, who's ranked second?
It's Brady and pretty much everybody else. But it's right now, I believe, to my knowledge, it's Brady Ellison. Uh-huh. Jack Williams, Matt Noefel, Thomas Sandalwood, and then me.
Okay, so Matt and Thomas. That was the names that I didn't know who was in that list. And it has to do with that. And, like, you know, there's still some others at the bottom because the numbers are close.
The numbers are very close.
So you don't know what's going to happen after that. I mean, that's where you're going to firm it up because you're all going to shoot against each other. And, you know, the difference in points and that type of thing. So,
correct.
And how long have you been training for this spot that you're trying to get? That's the closest you've been, I know.
For this spot, the first eligible Olympic Games that I will be able to shoot, I will say that I've been constantly training with this idea for the last 5 years.
Yes.
As recurve archer.
As a recurve archer. Well, that's great. And I saw you shot a compound yesterday.
I was goofing around with a compound yesterday. Yes, I was.
So, but I appreciate your time. How'd you shoot? This is a state Joad yesterday and then state championships today. How'd you shoot the weekend?
Overall, all things considered, I shot very well. Mm-hmm. Coming back from Lancaster, I got influenza type A, which is like the common flu. And I got a very bad case of it. And I was pretty much stuck on bed rest for about a week coming up to this tournament. And I wasn't able to shoot, practice, eat, or anything. So I was very fatigued. And I felt this at the tournament this past 2 days, that my muscles were not performing like they should, and my mental game was just not as sharp as it once was, which will all come back once I start feeling better.
So what is your training regimen when you're feeling right and you're doing?
That's a good one. Yep. So I'm right now a high school student and taking dual enrollment classes on top of my archery. So my day pretty much consists of waking up at 6 a.m. in the morning, going to the gym, working out till around 8, 9 o'clock, then coming home, eating breakfast, and then doing schoolwork till 12 o'clock, go outside, shoot until 6 to 8, that in that range, right before it gets dark. This is in the summer season.
Yes.
And then coming back inside and finishing the day till about 10, 11, doing school.
I got you. So what does that put your arrow count out in an average day?
My arrow count on an average day, which includes blank bill practice, 70-meter practice, and shot trainer with weight training.
Yep.
Comes to around 600 arrows a day.
600 arrows a day. So you all heard it. The gentleman who is trying to make the Olympics is putting 600 arrows, not all in a target scoring, but 600 arrows shot for working muscles and that type of thing. So
a lot of my stuff, whenever I have a small thing change, it's right back to blank bail. It's, yep. Until I get that cemented into my form, mm-hmm. it's blank bail all the way. So you don't have to worry about aiming, nothing.
And who is your coaches?
My coach is Jim White.
Jim White. Been doing this a long time.
Very long time. Level 5 NTS coach.
Yes. I've been knowing Jim for a long time. I have much respect for Jim. So, I was there the day he was issued his level 5. So I took my level 3, and he was a hopeful level 5 at that time. That tells you how long that was. So I appreciate you spending a little time with me today. You probably are going to get another medal because you got first yesterday, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you're probably going to get a medal today.
Hopefully.
So, and we'll see because they're trying to figure out who's got score. So I appreciate you spending your time with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph.
Well, you see, he's on his way to try to make the Olympic team. So
he's got a good chance.
He's sitting fifth seed, so that's pretty
he's
good.
He's got a good chance. He's been shooting well for the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's just, you know, this is his first try at the run for Olympics.
So. Gotcha.
Well, down on the other end of the world.
Other end of the world.
Well, other end of the state.
Down in the southern region.
Yeah, there was a little archery tournament at Georgia Southern.
What was that for?
The S3DA Indoor Regional at Statesboro.
Yeah. Hey, while we're talking about the S3DA,
mm-hmm.
we need to mention coaches. If you have not seen the email, please go over how to score your arrows on a 5-spot target.
Yep. It is.
And if you don't know, email one of your email your regional coordinator. If you're in the East, you can email me. If you're in the West or South and you want to, you can email me. Either way.
Or a coach.
Or a coach.
If you don't know, you know somebody.
Somebody.
Yep. So,
because from what I understand,
there was some
confusion on how to score a 5-spot target. And I know and understand that a lot of these kids are new and just learning.
There was a post, you know, shared on the Facebook page about it. And it was also Illinois had the same problem.
I saw that.
So that's not something. That. At least it was not something that we feel like. But here's
and
the
don't feel bad if you don't know.
Here's the deal, and I'll tell you this, because there was some problems at the state Joad also, because
from scoring inners and outers,
inners and outers. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so
let me ask you this. I know where you're going. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead and say it, and then I.
Well, the deal is that, and then you know. As a coach, teaching folks, it's hard to keep up with which game we're playing, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but it is our responsibility to teach the person when you take them to prepare them. It's not just to prepare them to hit the middle. It's also to prepare them in how to score their arrows. Because here's the other side of that. You need to fight for your points.
Right, absolutely. That's what I've always told our kids, fight for your points.
And if you don't know how it's scored, you really can't fight for your points if you're not sure how it's supposed to be scored.
Right.
And so the rules are there for a reason. And so if you, you know, familiar yourself with the rules, you know, that's why I became a U.S. archery judge. Not that I use it. I don't go work it. I don't wear a red shirt and sit at all the stuff. But that way I get all the rules and I get all the changes and the updates and I, you know, get to read a little bit more so that I just more educated myself.
Well, it definitely doesn't hurt to be more educated.
That's right. So let's go back to the S3DA. 5-spot scores. If you're shooting a 5-spot target, everything in the white is 5 points.
Okay.
Everything in the dark blue is 4 points.
And that's the target with the five spots circles
on. Yep.
On one side.
Yes. So okay. There's actually two little rings in the blue.
So if you got it, say you got it. I'm waiting.
I got it.
If you got it, say you got it.
I got it.
All right, good.
If you hit the gray, it's no bueno.
Zero.
That's right.
Write it down as an
M. It's a miss. That's right. So if you're shooting the 5-spot single spot target,
mm-hmm.
then you don't have those little divider rings. The ring is twice as wide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and a miss.
And that's only on the single spot.
Yes.
Correct?
That's right.
Say it again.
Only on a single spot do you have a three.
So
a two.
Maybe
and a
I
one.
Should shoot single spots.
You don't have any misses.
You never know.
But so public service announcement. Let's help teach how to score targets.
That segment was brought to you by
targetscorers.com.
Okay.
So that was what happened on Saturday, and there's a lot of shooting going on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, we missed mentioning Destry.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to start talking. Look, there was two clean clean scores down there in Statesboro
mm-hmm.
for the S3DA. And both of them happened to be in the high school female open class. So that tells you that the females outshot the males.
Get it, girls.
So Destry had the highest score in the room with a 150 and 26X.
Smoking.
And
Abby Whittle.
Little Whittle shot a 150 and 22X.
Abby, you are more than welcome to smack him in the back of the head the next time you see him for calling you Anna.
No, that's Little Whittle. I know.
Whatever. Anyway, give you permission, Abby.
So,
what's up next?
Well,
GAA State.
That was on Sunday.
Yeah, that's Sunday. That's where we're
Sunday.
Going, right? Sunday. Next.
Sunday morning. I was back in the roller hockey ring.
In Snailville. Your drive was much shorter this year.
Yes, sir.
Days.
It was
I'm
a little,
sure you was appreciative of that.
Yes, it definitely was a little shorter. And I was definitely happy about that. But there was 150 shooters.
50 more than the day before.
Yeah, that's because they let the adults play.
Oh, I get it.
So not just the 100 kids that were shooting the day before, not all of them shoot both.
Right.
But the 100 kids that were the day before and 50 more adults, roughly. So 150 shooters was shooting on Sunday.
So are we naming all these?
It's
let's do it. Female compound cub, Miss Mackenzie Russell with a 548.
Yep.
Gabriella Alfaro, a 525. Tyra Pearson with a 518. Good shooting. Good shooting,
girls,
ladies.
And all those girls shoot with each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's funny.
All right, you take female compound cadet.
Female compound cadet. Top scorer there was Casey Theron with a 572.
Good shooting, Casey, yet again. Male compound cadet, Mr. Austin Allen.
Yep, he shot.
With a 587.
Yes.
Looks like he had a little bit better round on Sunday than he did Saturday.
He did. Male compound junior, Matthew Russell, picked up another point.
Yeah, had 590. Versus a 589.
He had a bet with his coach that $20 bet.
Who shot the high score?
Yeah, that who would win? It was $20. Mm-hmm. And so George had to break out the Chris $20 bill and hand it to him.
Ooh, did he sign it?
No, I don't think he signed it. But
come on, Griff, why didn't you sign it?
At $20, I don't want him to sign it either. I'm gonna spend it.
No, man, you win $20. You got to sign that dude and hang it on the wall next to the ones.
That's right. Well, Mel Recurve Jr. There's Joseph Scarborough again with a 587.
He picked up a point on Sunday.
That's right. And
Mel Compound Master.
60.
So like 60 years and older?
60 years and older. Buddy Maddox, old Pawpaw, with a 561. Bob Koska with a 559. And David Lane rounding out the top three. With a 542.
That's some good shooting for some older fellers.
Yes, sir.
Female bow hunter collegiate,
yep.
Miss Marissa Fullard. Somebody didn't put her score there.
It is Emmanuel College.
Oh, I see it. Marissa Fullard with Emmanuel College,
yep.
With a 565. How's
yep.
that?
So, remember our interview with her at the S3DA State 3D?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because that was her last
year.
And that's one reason that I made sure I picked up her name. She's in the bow hunter class.
In college. Why not shoot an open setup?
Because she's shooting bow hunter in college.
Well, okay.
Because they have a bow hunter class in college.
Did she? I can't remember. Did she shoot bow hunter in
Yeah, she shot bow hunter the whole time.
Okay.
So she's always shot bow hunter. And so she went into Emmanuel. She's shooting bow hunter again. And that was one reason that I picked her name, because it was like, hey, we've interviewed her before.
Gotcha.
She's from the S3DA. She won one of the S3DA scholarships. for graduating out.
I couldn't remember what she shot.
And the point being is like, hey, you know, all these young S3DA kids, this is where you can end up later, is in college shooting
collegiate.
So.
I mean, dude, like I've said before, if we'd had archery when I was in school, I'd have went to school more often. Just saying.
Yeah.
Might still be in school.
That's right. Male compound master 50.
Mr. Steven Sapp.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Me and Steven have shot against each other.
Uh-huh.
And we've been joking back and forth. And he is now eligible to shoot in the 50 class.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't think about that when we went to the 25 meter. And he said something about, well, I'll get to shoot next year. I said, well, the 25 meter counts for next year. He's like, oh, does it? I'm shooting senior. And so he goes, I have a goal to win it. And I said, okay. So he did. He won the 25 meter, and he turned around and won this one.
Well, he told me at the 4-H shoot a couple of weeks ago in Perry that's the one I want both of them.
That was his goal, and he said it, and he did it. So congratulations, Mr. Sapp, for doing your thing. And Francis Kemp coming behind him with
560.
And then O'Mel compound master 70.
Was he the only one in the class?
I can't deny or confirm because I have they're printed somewhere. I don't know if he was.
I'm just picking. Congratulations, Mr. Johnny.
I don't think he was. Now that I remember, he wasn't the only one in his class.
Congratulations. I'm just picking.
But I'm telling you about O'Gee's. Let me tell you about O'Gee's. O'Gee's been around a long time. And I have seen him shoot some real good scores when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
And,
He's been around for like
ever
since the Ice Age.
I mean, he was, you know, rode dinosaurs to shoot bows. That's what happened. So yeah. He's been shooting forever, and he's still slinging arrows. So congratulations to that.
When Pete Chepley was starting to build, you know, compound bows,
he would call
Geese and ask for advice. You know, what do you think about this?
Yeah. So, that was what happened. I mean, we had a pretty packed up weekend.
Yeah, we're pretty flipping over to page weekend. Two. We still ain't even covered all of it, have we?
No, we got all the weekend.
Okay, so this is the weekend preview. We just finished the weekend review.
Yeah, and also, while I'm thinking about it, I also had a chance to interview. Gosh, I just, man, that's what happens when you're behind. Thank you.
He interviewed somebody else. He's got that recording, and he's going to drop it now.
Big John with Georgia Archery, and I am with Rachel. I'll butcher it again because I've done it every time. So go ahead and tell me your last name. Say it correctly.
Rashonsky.
All right. And if you remember on our last podcast, we talked about some people that had been made the shoot down in Lancaster, and she was one of them. Came in and knocked out some. Where'd you qualify?
In qualifications, I qualified 12th, but then in eliminations, I went all the way up to 4th.
Yeah, so she qualified 12th, and in eliminations, she ended up knocking out some of the big names and ended up 4th and standing on the podium.
Yeah.
So how was it standing on the podium?
It was insane because I've never been able to do that before, and it was great to have the opportunity to get a chance to do that. And it's completely different from any shooting that you've done because you're not only having to focus on your shooting, but you're having to focus on the cameras, the microphones, the interviews, so it's not only just the shooting, but it's everything else around it as well.
So the pressure was built.
It was a little bit, but it wasn't built as much as I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to get up there, I'm going to shoot. So I automatically, when I got up there, I was relaxed. But I think I was more intimidated by the archers I was shooting against.
Really?
I was. Because okay. I've always looked up to Mackenzie Brown, and I just thought it was even just cool that I made it that far.
Made you stand beside her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, tell us about that. I mean, your first match, just to be able to be there.
Yeah.
And you shot decent. And then Rob with the microphone in his hand asking you different things. So essentially that breaks your concentration to a point, but at the same time, it also works better, right? I mean, that's what we teach our archers to in between to focus on something else.
Yeah.
So it was, I know it's weird, but so that was your first Lancaster trip ever?
Yes, that was my first ever. And I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved the 11s.
The format is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to like it. It's different. Mm-hmm. And so tell everybody where you go to school.
I go to school at Emmanuel College, and we have a varsity archery team, and that's where I shoot.
Okay. And where are you from originally?
Technically, I am from Michigan.
Okay.
But since I go to school in Georgia, sometimes I say Georgia.
I understand that. And so, I mean, you're a Georgia resident as of right now, because you're going to be here for the next week. But you originate out of Michigan.
Yeah.
So, and how did you get hooked up with Emmanuel?
So Emmanuel used to host summer camps, and for beginners and a little bit of experience in them. So I went to them, the coach hooked me up, and I fell in love with the school. So I went varsity archery, get some scholarship in there.
That's
so
right.
Whatever can pay for school.
And how much longer do you have it, Emmanuel?
That's depending. I'm thinking about maybe taking in a minor, so I'll graduate a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
But should be in 2021
okay.
if I just stay with my major, which is sports management.
Sports management. Well, I mean, you got to be somewhere in the what you love to do. So
yeah.
That's a good thing. Well, I appreciate you giving me your time so that everybody can hear how you felt. A first timer at Lancaster, and then start to work your way all the way to the podium. So, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Bye. And we're back. He still don't remember who it was.
She made fourth place in a recurve at Lancaster. So I can't believe I'd done this. And that really it looks real bad. But anyway, I asked her six times how to pronounce her name because I know we butchered it last week. So that and
it's Big John with Georgia Archery and GeorgiaArchery.com. I'm here with some people who have just opened a new business, an archery business in the state of Georgia, and I want them to tell you more about it. So go ahead and tell us what the name is and what is it you do.
The name of the company is Play Action Sportswear, and what we do, we design archery and sports apparel.
Okay. And what made you get into this business?
Well, I had a friend of mine, daughter to pass away due to heat exhaustion. And I just wanted to make something for kids to be able to play outside in the heat and play sports and things of that nature that can cool them off. And that's what I developed.
Okay. And the reason that you point toward the archery side is because...
Because of my big brother, Bobby Slayton.
Which is really interesting that she says that, because it's her fault that we are in archery, because she's the one that signed us up for our first archery coach program. That was 13 years ago. And ever since then, we've just been putting together new things. We've been trying to come up with new things for archery to make it safer.
Well, you were at Outdoor Nationals.
Yes.
And you know we had a heat index that was unbelievable.
Gosh, yes.
And it was, we had to quit off the field, mm-hmm. I mean, several different days.
Mm-hmm.
So, essentially, this is a product that will help that.
Yes.
And so... So tell them, you know, what part of Georgia are you located in?
Okay, currently we're located in Tweaks County. That's about 30, 45 minutes outside of Macon, in a small town of Jeffersonville, where we produce and manufacture our product. Our parent company, however, is in Atlanta, on the Indicator, near Decatur area.
And so you're a new business, so if anybody wants to check them out, where will they find this information out?
That would be www.playactionsportswear.com. Look under for Temper Guard.
And it's fairly new.
It's
as far
a brand,
as
new product.
Brand new product.
Brand new
so,
product.
Like I said, this is a George Archery podcast, and we... have 200 plus listeners every week that listen to this. So we're going to, you know, we're introducing you to our listeners, and they're all archers.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, so
awesome.
I appreciate you spending your time and giving me a little bit of information.
Well, right. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
All right.
What's going on this weekend? What you doing this weekend?
Working.
I am too, but I'm going to be working on the other end of the, I'm going to be on the what coast?
You're going to be on the left coast.
I'm going to be on the left coast.
Since you're going to be over, well, I'm thinking about it. Go by the Bow Junkie booth. They got some new swag.
Uh-huh.
Bring me something back 2X.
I'm
a fat guy.
Okay.
So Something 2X.
Some what if I bring you something 1X and then you have to work to get to it?
No, no, no. Oh, okay. Just in case I don't get to there.
Hey, GP, you heard him. He needs something with a
2X.
2X.
With the new Bojunkie swag.
That's right.
Because that's my boy.
Yep. So,
GP's pretty legit.
So, we know that there's this little bitty archery tournament they have in the middle of the desert.
Where?
In Arizona. Yeah.
That's where it's at?
No.
I was like, wait.
It's in Nevada, right?
Somewhere out that way.
It's where they.
Dude, if you pass over Alabama, it's all the left coast. That's,
well, you've been out there before. You went to Reno, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah, I went to Reno.
Well, anyway, so Las Vegas, the world's largest indoor shoot. So on Thursday, the 6th, the S3DA. Western whatever they call it will happen. I can't remember what they call it. Western Championships or something. But it's a Vegas round for the S3DA kids.
Right. Sorry.
And then on Friday, we'll start everybody else shooting.
Are you shooting?
No.
Gotcha. There's a lot of Georgians shooting.
There's a whole lot of Georgians on that list.
And I made a post earlier.
I saw the post. And
but I know not everybody commented on it, and I'm scared that I'm going to leave somebody out.
Yep. So that's why I said let's not list them until afterwards.
Because there's a lot of Georgians shooting.
Yeah, there is. And there'll be some that we miss just because we don't know them.
Well, yeah,
or
of course.
Or somebody doesn't, you know. I know that Robert Guyton has got a 7 a.m. shoot time on Friday morning.
That's really early.
Yes, but see, it's more like 10 o'clock for us. So
yeah. Yeah,
you know, if he hadn't antiquated to the Vegas time yet, he'll be fine.
It's really early.
So then they'll shoot Saturday after everybody shoot their first line on Friday, and then the youth will shoot their second line on Saturday, and the adults will shoot their second line.
Mm-hmm.
And then anybody that's in a championship or adult divisions shoot again on Sunday.
So anybody in the adult division or the championship shoot Sunday as well.
Yes, because they get 3 scores in.
Right.
The youth only have to do 2 scores.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere along all of that, on Saturday night, we'll have the World Archery Finals.
Yeah. Saturday afternoon.
So
it's always.
Yeah, but Saturday afternoon.
8 o'clock is Eastern Standard Time.
Something like that.
We usually watch it.
Well, Saturday afternoon, after they've gotten their first 30 arrows done, then they'll do that bracket thing. They have to go shoot their 23s. If they're shooting 27s, mm-hmm. they have to flip over to 23s and shoot that to figure out.
Who was it that did last year that didn't even know that they made it and had to borrow arrows?
We're not going
to
talk about the man who works for that company.
Steve Anderson.
Steve Anderson worked for that company.
Didn't have any 23s.
Didn't have any 23s.
He had to borrow Mikey's 23s.
Yep. He had to borrow Mike Schlossinger's arrows to finish up the.
And he almost won it.
And he almost won it. So,
dude.
I know it. You know.
Steve, take your 23s this time.
I don't know. I can't remember if he's in the mix or not.
I don't know.
But if you're close to the mix, you might as well carry some arrows.
Yeah.
So, and then Sunday night after it's all said and done, we'll figure out who has made that line. So, I'm not a betting man, but what's your money on? Who's your money on? I mean, there's plenty of the obvious names, right?
You can't never take anything away from Mikey.
Nope. Mike's lost.
He's got to be in it. Or he's got to be a good pick.
Yep.
Braden's got to be a good pick.
Yep.
Did Jesse shoot all of them this year? Did he not get to shoot last year because he missed one?
I don't remember.
It was something quirky like that.
So so we're talking about World Archery.
Right. I don't know. It's got to be Mikey.
All right.
Mikey.
Can't put the babyface assassin in there?
Mikey shot better at Lancaster.
I understand.
So I'd have
but
to.
But I'm just saying, that's all right.
We can't never rule Stefan out, but Mikey would be my pick.
We have talked enough that they're on the last end down there.
Yep. So to finish it up real quick.
So Vegas runs all weekend. On Saturday, we have Noble Fellowship shooting a 3D tournament.
In Lafayette, Georgia.
Yep. And then there's one more.
The North Indoor Regional for the S3DA over in Toccoa.
Toccoa. So anybody who hadn't shot the first one will shoot the second one to get qualified for state.
Registration is full.
Yes. So
build up.
That's right.
Build up.
So, and on Sunday, Noble Fellowship shooting again.
Mm-hmm.
And then old Pool Boys is going to do his thing. And he posted a post that, hey, I got some good ones waiting for you.
It's going to be good for you. Come on. Right.
And, of course,
Scott Parrott at RBO.
Scott Parrott at RBO.
I'm thinking about shooting.
Is going to do their
thing. I don't know where
I'm going. Well, I, whichever you go, in any of those three that are shooting on Sunday, because I know you're working Saturday, will be just fine to go and shoot.
I want to shoot Pool Boys because I've never shot it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to support old Parrott, too. I mean, Parrott's my buddy. And so
just drive early.
I can't shoot both.
I know.
I can't shoot both. I ain't got enough sponsorships for both.
No, I understand that. Me, myself, and I ain't covering it all, is it?
Yeah, I can't do it.
I understand that. Well, if you have an if we've missed something that you we need to talk about, you need to email us at georgiaarchery@gmail.com. And you can find all this information and more on our website at georgiaarchery.com. And be sure to like our Facebook page, our Instagram, our tweeters
and chat snaps.
You can find
Instagrams.
You can find this podcast on anywhere that podcast is listed.
YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google,
iHeart
Radio,
and on the Facebook page. So,
dude, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
If you ain't hearing it.
We're everywhere. Make sure you tell everybody about it. And then go on to get you some swag. There's always a donate link on the page to if you want to throw a dollar or two our ways to help fund this little adventure we're doing. So,
well, nobody won the journal because nobody.
No, we didn't get no post in.
Nobody commented. So everybody not listening to the end?
I guess they're not listening to the end.
Come on, guys.
So if you're go find that picture.
We'll extend it one more week.
Extend it one more week. Find a picture. Make a comment.
Caption this
that
photo. That photo.
Yep, that photo of me and Robbie with the background.
Dude, I should have took another picture for this week because there's new background scenery.
Well, yeah.
Is there anything else?
I fly out on Wednesday and I'll be back on Monday.
Well, I don't fly out. I stay here.
Yeah, and I
wanted to go to Vegas.
I'll take my audio thingies and see if I can talk to a few people.
Yeah, do that. Yep. Do that.
And so, well, anything else, bud?
I don't think so. You can get your journals at archeryjournals.com. Don't forget.
There's a link on the front of the.
Yeah,
you
made page. This little Jiffy thing that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Last Chance Archery has always been a good sponsor. So mm-hmm. they're on the front of the page. Mm-hmm. And this guy that makes these journals, he's a pretty good guy. So
yeah, he's all right. Yeah, speaking of that, dude, his birthday is Thursday. So if anybody wants to go on a date Thursday afternoon, anyway, just plug it.
He'll be at work. So bring him dinner. Well, I guess that's all for this week. Until next time, I'm Big John.
Dang, you got me. I'm Robbie.
Beat you to it later.